Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, welcome to Toffee TV. It is the match preview. Everton versus Brentford. Goodison Park on Saturday evening. A fantastic opportunity, John, to really cement Everton's place in the Premier League and basically get it done and dusted if possible.
Yep. And Luton play before us.
Mm.
So if they need a bit of incentive because of coming off a high, then it might be simply getting sent out with win this and we're sorted for next season.
Do you think that the biggest worry for Saturday is obviously it will feel like a little bit of a downgrade on the Merseyside derby, or is that just a fan thing that we know that we probably can't get to those emotions again because it was such a big night, it was such an important win. You know, first time Everton have won a Merseyside derby at Goodison Park for 14 years. Do you think that's how, you know, the manager said straight back in, you know, training Thursday and back on it straight away, can't have days off at, you know, at this stage of the season. So is that more of a fan thing than it is actually a football thing?
No, I think it's both.
Yeah.
Because we know how much difference the fans can make, particularly at Goodison. And so at least some of last night must have been down to everyone doing the 1% more because the fans are behind them type of thing, and the atmosphere and the occasion and all that sort of stuff. And half past five on a Saturday evening, afternoon, whichever one you call it, against Brentford, no disrespect, inevitably it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know, and be interesting to see how we start because that's what will set the tone, and it always does at Goodison. But we have good games with those guys. You know, we normally do okay against them. They're on, what was it, 2 wins in a row, but
yeah,
both from bottom three clubs, is it, or something thereabouts. Yeah. So we just need to be on the game a little bit. It'd be interesting to see where we are with injuries and stuff. That might have an impact. Might have my, you know, when Ashley Young starts type of thing. But just need to avoid falling off the wagon, so to speak. I mean, I think I expect us to get at least a point out of it. And depending on what happens to other clubs, it might not bloody matter anyway. But it'd be good to put it behind us and then go to Luton. Was it Friday, isn't it? So 6 days later, we're knowing it's no big deal.
No, of course, Wolves play.
We've got the backstop of Sheffield.
So. Wolves play Luton Donkey beforehand, and if Wolves can win that game, then Everton know that effectively they need a point out of this game to basically be safe from Luton. With them only having the three games left, and obviously the security of going to Luton next week, hopefully. I do feel it will. It's not going to feel the same, and it will. People will have to get up for the game, and I'm in a way it's probably better that it is a.
Sure, might go back to ugly.
Yeah, it is an R5 game, and go back to being, you know what? Just take. We know everything's not going to be the same, so take it down a little bit. Play the ugly way. Play for the clean sheet. Because you have to
golden glove to be had.
You have to ride. I think is it only Arsenal ahead or something?
But he's got three more. Or
you
something.
Have to deal with the emotions are not going to be the same. So you have to. You might have to play in a just a little bit, like Forest, a little bit more.
Energy levels might be a bit lower.
We've played in the week, they haven't, but that's coming off that big win, so we have all that. I think whatever, I've just got to make sure that they do get off to a good start. And when I mean a good start, I mean not out of the blocks, flying around little lunatics, but more the opposite.
Controlled start,
not letting them have too much joy.
Yeah.
They're sorted now. As you mentioned, then they've won the last couple of games. They beat Sheffield United. They beat battered Luton last week. I think they had 3 draws before that with a really good draw at Aston Villa. They'll think, they're safe. They know they're safe. They're on the beach a little bit, and they're playing for fun. And yes, there's still a little bit of pressure on
only
us.
Only 2 points in front of us.
Yeah, yeah, but they're safe, aren't they? Yeah. Those,
so they're 10 clear of Luton.
Those 2 points are huge, aren't they?
10 clear of Luton and...
And yeah, and if Everton beat them, there's an opportunity to get, you know, to be looking at, you know, getting ahead of another team.
And I just want us to win for multiple, obviously, helps, right? But because we've won 11 games, when you get to 12 games, win, you're ninth upwards before there's teams who've won more games than we have.
Mm.
And I think perhaps the manager might want to do that, particularly for his own interests, is think, let's show what should have happened, in other words, without these points deductions. Points won, this is where we will be in the league, right?
Yeah.
And that's the pride side of that. I'd hate us to think we are sorted now and then just sort of slide out the season, you know.
Well, we're not
talking... Because you can almost say we'll start the setup for next season now.
Yeah. We're not sorted till we're sorted.
No,
the manager reiterated that in his press conference. When it's mathematically done, then we're sorted. And I don't think there should be any kind of attitude, and I don't think there'll be an attitude with the players of thinking it's done. It's done when we make it done.
Five in a row we want.
Don't
want
to wait
we
for...
Want five in a row.
Well, we don't want to wait for a situation where Luton...
Suddenly...
You know, don't win the games, and that means that we're safe. We want to win our games to make sure we're safe.
We do have the advantage, of course, of whatever Luton do or don't do, we'll know.
Mm.
And maybe Luton will do us a favour and they'll win. So we can step up and say...
Luton don't win. That's not a favour. That's just more pressure. That's just more pressure.
Well, it shouldn't be, because that's what the manager's trying to instill in them, isn't it? You just look after yourselves, and actually what the others are doing doesn't matter. But clearly, it's got to help, hasn't it, if they know we know and they know. Particularly maybe going back to your question at the beginning about, is it a fan thing?
Yeah.
Us knowing Luton have lost would take the anxiety out for us.
Yeah.
If there was any, clearly that would be heightened if Luton managed to win.
Well, it's not, I mean,
Wolves
of course.
Lost last night, didn't they?
Of course, it's not just Luton, is it? They've got Forest who are there's a gap between them
as well.
I
think it's more relevant for Forest in some respects, because this, the old supercomputer we have for a while now has concluded that it's Forest or Luton for the third relegation.
Well, Luton will feel like they've got some kind of control because they still play at their ground.
That's right.
And that's, again, that's you want to stay away from that, because we do have to face them.
And it is a ground we might only have to go to once.
Yes, you know, so we've got to make sure. It'd be nice if it was just, we could get it done and dusted on Saturday. And that might mean if Wolves do their job, that might mean we just need a point. And if we can just eke over the line no matter what, then you know, we'll all feel a lot better. But Brentford are a weird team, aren't they? Because they've had
topsy turvy season. Yeah.
They have been had a real up and down season, and a lot of that, you know, obviously they've lost players. They've had lots of players missing because of injury, and then. We all thought, well, Ivan Toney's going to come back and that's going to be the real spark.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it hasn't really. And if anything...
It's
sparked the other players into life, the likes of Wissa and Bimu. It's sparked them into life to almost be like, you're making really bad noises about this club. Like, oh, I'm ready to go, or, you know, it looks like I'm going to be going and all this kind of thing.
And he's done nothing really to justify.
He's done nothing. Yeah. He did score a couple when he came back. And they're the ones who've stepped up. They're the ones who've gone, no, we're actually committed to this club and we're going to do the job that's needed. And obviously, in the last couple of weeks, they've really stepped up. They've won the games they would think that you're supposed to win. Sheffield United, Luton away. They've done that job. They will have looked at those. You know, it's weird at this time of year. You do get teams that... There's always those teams that you think they've got an outside chance. It's like
getting dragged into it.
It's the Crystal Palace thing every year.
They get to April and they win two or three,
and it just gives them the little gap and they're safe
again.
And everyone's like, yeah, and they'll probably finish 12th again.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brentford have fallen into that this year again. And Everton having into a way where it's like winter is really bad. And then as soon as the spring comes, there's an upturn. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's just getting players back, or just having a clarity of what you need to do, because you're not actually that bad. And then suddenly you just hit an area where you win two or three games and you're away from it. And that's obviously what we're hoping that we'll achieve. Palace have done that, and Brentford have been one of them. And
yeah,
and it does make it difficult, Saturday, because they will play with so much freedom, and they'll know we're a little bit leggy from putting everything into Wednesday, and they'll think we can go there, and you know they've had a great night, but we can go and upset that, and after you know the Lord's Mayor parade and all that kind of thing. So it is a tricky game. It's not straightforward.
It's not. It never is. They're a tidy team. They've got a good manager. Their top scorer. Who's that? Mopay's not their top scorer, is he?
No.
He
won't be available.
But he must be close. Yeah.
I don't think he's anywhere near. I don't think he's anywhere near being their top goal scorer. But the likes of Wisser and the likes of Bermu have really, really stepped up without Ivan Toney.
Top scorers, Wisser with 10.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Mbeumo, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Mopay, 8.
Well, okay.
And out of those three, the guy with the best strike rate, you know, minutes per goal.
Yeah.
Mopay.
Oh, well. Can't play Saturday.
No, I know. So I've just told you, their most prolific goal scorer can't play.
Yeah. I wasn't particularly worried about him anyway. But let's just have a look at Wisser's numbers here.
I like him.
30 games, 1-3 striker.
Look at that heat map.
XG of 10.13, so he's dead on.
He's 1-3 goal scorer then?
XA of 1.81, so his assist should have one more assist essentially. And his heat map, as you can see, he's all over the pitch. So he's a grafter, he's a worker, he likes getting in behind. Good physical.
Didn't he score a couple last week?
Good physical player, scored a couple last week as well.
So he's not due to score then, is he? 1-3.
No, he shouldn't be scoring for the rest of the season, really. Let's just look at the Palace team from that beat Luton last week. So as you can see there, Pinnock and Collins playing centre-back. Got Reguilón playing left-back, doing all right from his loan spell. Damsgaard's always pretty good in midfield with Mathias Janssen as the captain. Keane Lewis Potter, now maybe starting to fulfil some of that potential. And Wisser and Bonu, that is a decent front three again.
They play very effectively though, don't they?
Ivan Toney's still out, that's a really good front three. That,
it is.
It's got goals in it. It's got pace in it.
It's all about pace.
It makes you work. Makes you think about having to. You know, them going over the top with pace. So they've got goals in them, and I think they always have had goals. And they've got, you know, the average age is 26.5, so a decent age squad as well. And they're a good, solid Premier League team. And as I said, they'll be playing with that freedom. They'll be playing without the worry of, you know, they're obviously going to be safe. They're only one place above Everton. Obviously, without the points deductions, Everton would be above them. And Everton have won two more games than Brentford. So if you look at it that way, they've obviously scored
a lot more
goals than us. But we've conceded less goals than them. So it's a very, very close game. It is a very close game. As I said, they've got my only worry is they've got goal scorers. And even though we scored two in the last two games for us, you know where they're coming from. They're coming from the set pieces. This is going to be a lovely opportunity again to get another double this season.
Well, they concede almost two goals a game, though.
Yeah. But after beating Burnley and after beating Forest, obviously doubles on them is a chance for another double. Mm. And it'd be lovely to get out there double of the season.
It would.
And just
go out with a bit of style.
Go out well. Let's have a look at our team that faced Liverpool. Obviously, we know Mikhailenko's going to have to be changed, whether that is...
I think Godfrey will go over there.
Well, it does mean Ashley Young will come into the side, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
You know, whether he just keeps that, you know, whether he just decides to play Ashley Young left back.
He said the manager today, Seamus is unlikely. He didn't say he wouldn't play, did he?
No, but he's not going to start, though, is he? I wouldn't imagine. And the manager might have a couple of decisions to make there. He might think that, you know, he can freshen it up in a little bit of midfield if he needs to, if there's players being a little bit leggy.
Start Onana?
Again, it depends. It depends what the physical. He said a Disagana. I wouldn't not want to start a Disagana gate, but maybe if he's carrying a little bit of a knock, he might think I'd want a Disagana gate to start. But maybe if he feels like he is carrying a little bit of a knock, but who knows? He has got an opportunity to freshen her up. Gomez, Onana could come in, but obviously you would imagine all the other positions. Beto will still be out because of the concussion protocol, so Dom would likely start again. McNeil and Harrison will start again. So it'll be pretty much the same team. It'll just be maybe around that centre midfield position. The manager can have a little look at it. And we'll see what he decides. I mean,
his starting lineup at when we beat them down there.
Yeah.
Was Young played right back. And the normal other three. Garner, Onana, Gay, McNeil, Decore, Gomez, obviously. So he put DCL. So he could get quite close to team he had before, which obviously knows it 1-3-1. So
yeah, I mean that feels a very, very long time ago, doesn't it?
Now Everton,
that was Everton's first win of the season, wasn't it?
So it was back in the September, wasn't it?
Yeah, so tough game, you know, obviously Carrick following on from a great night at Goodison. It's let's just hope for a real professional performance.
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
A professional control performance should bring some points.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, it should.
Sure. And we just get it done, get over the line and not have to worry about, you know, being dragged anywhere near the you know, any of those stresses. They just, it's getting very close. And yeah, because it's so close, it's like, it's in touching distance.
I think, yeah, absolutely. And if we get the points on the board, and maybe, just maybe, we get a point back off the commission-y type stuff, then I don't know how tight it is down there, can you? Because it, you know, they'll all turn into money at the end of the day, won't it? Clearly, if we beat Brentford, we'll go above them.
Yeah,
you know, so that's a couple of million quid. Palace, maybe, I don't know, but Fulham are out of range. So there's one or two places to be, you know, place that, you know, prize money places to be had there. I think.
Oh, well, the joys of being able to think about that.
Isn't it
the
cool?
Joys of thinking how high can we finish and can we get a couple of extra million in the bank there? Yeah. That's like,
that's, I might pay for Gannett.
Yeah, that's the joy. That's the joy, isn't it? Yeah. Right, there you go. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Are you really optimistic now because we've won the last?
Let's have some predictions.
The last three at home, isn't it? Now the last three we've won at home. Now 1-3 out of the last four, so confidence is up. Confidence is sky high at the moment, and we're all thinking we can go forward and we can get that win and we can take it forward and keep Everton in
absolutely
the and that's all we're,
keep the faith,
that's all we're worried about, isn't it? That's all we're worried about. Let us know in the comments, tell us what you think about this one. Don't forget to give this video a like, subscribe if you haven't already, check out all the fantastic after match reaction from the derby.
Oh, it's some great stuff.
Make sure you join us over on Toffee TV Premier as well, where you know, if you join us over there, you are helping, you are a big part of helping keeping this channel.
Is the phone in just for Premier?
The phone, where the phone, the club call is for Premier members to ring us up.
Yeah, and so you have to be, if you want to ring us up.
All these things, daily live exclusive shows, the link's in the description, QR codes on the screen now. Thanks for watching, see you later.
Bye-bye.